What's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Drew and Mike show for Thursday. And all kinds of things. God, there's a lot of music news. Mm-hmm. New song from the Stones with the pager on it. Drew, did you hear it?
No, I want you to play it for me. Doug was telling me all about it today.
Oh, you didn't have 3 minutes and 34 seconds of your own? Is that what you're saying? I believe the answer is no.
No, no, you're right. No.
That was a very Mike Clarkian answer, by the way.
It really was.
I'm not that crazy about it, so I don't even know that you should spend your 3-4-3-4 on it.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Maybe if I hear it again. The second time, I like it better than the first. And I've been reading Chris Franz from Talking Heads. Remain in Love, because he married the bass player Tina Weymouth. And you know that little band Tom Tom Club they had?
Yep.
Genius of Love? That song is probably bigger than any Talking Heads song, which is really strange to me. I knew it was a big song.
ML was talking about him yesterday.
Talking about the Tom Tom Club?
Yep. And David Byrne and the book. And that was a song on the Soul of Detroit yesterday.
Genius of Love?
Well, no.
Let me guess. He picked some obscure Tom Club song.
Damn it. I don't remember which song, what the name of the song was. I liked it, though. It's very bass-heavy.
Everything of Tom Tom Club's is obscure to me, but...
You'd know Genius of Love. I know you'd know it.
All right, I'll play it.
I know you would.
That'll be the second 3 minutes that I'll spend after the show.
Did it. let's see. Facebook Live is brought to you by Emergency Response Services Incorporated. They've already helped some listeners of ours out of big trouble, like floods, storm damage, mold removal, fire damage, and COVID-19 removal, or disinfecting, I'm sorry. If you've got service vehicles or a business that you need disinfected of COVID-19, or possibly, or you had somebody who's got it in your place, well, call Emergency Response Services Incorporated, 877-JOB-DONE, or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com. It belongs on the fridge. 877-JOB-DONE for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. If you hate floods, you should call them when you have one. Can you play Trudy a lick of Tom Tom Club?
Yeah.
Yep. Really? Oh, you can.
Now, that would have made a better background for the Facebook Live commercial than that. Jeez.
I'm getting there.
That's like jazz when the cocaine runs out, is what that sounds like to me.
Oh, some bad cocaine in town.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wild story.
Yeah, it's Teresa and ML. Now tell me you haven't heard this song, Trudy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mariah Carey used this in one of her stupid songs,
you know,
that beat.
It's been
clapping
used,
song.
It has been used in so many songs, I had no idea.
It almost sounds like Party in the USA.
I gotta hand it to him. Being married in a band for how long? Wow. So this, what's this cocaine laced with?
Fentanyl. Fentanyl.
Is fentanyl like? Does somebody need to raise? Jesus. What the hell was that? Does someone need to raise the price of fentanyl?
Yes, yeah, because they're cutting it with.
Why would you cut? I mean, I can't figure that out. It's like, couldn't you sell the fentanyl separately and stop cutting other shit with it? Where you're going to kill people?
Well, it's cheap. I mean, that's why you need to raise the price, because they cut cocaine with it and they cut heroin with it.
I know.
Actually,
but
heroin is cutting. It's cutting fentanyl now.
It's 5 billion times stronger than anything else. So why are people cutting stuff with it? It doesn't even make sense, does it? You cut something to make it weaker to make more money.
Well, it's cheaper.
I mean, I don't want to sound too knowledgeable about all this, but I've seen enough movies.
It makes your heroin stronger, though. you have weak
don't
heroin.
Act like you don't know about drugs when you do.
Makes your heroin more potent. According to the article.
It kills your customer base. That's not fair. Yeah, that's not a good business
exactly.
model.
You're right.
It's true.
I had no idea it was in cocaine. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that seems to be a fairly new thing, according to ML's article.
So what's the effect of that? What happened?
Well, let's see. Is there more than this one? There's one pretty grim story about a guy who passed out. They called 911. And emergency crews found him unresponsive. They performed CPR, gave him Narcan.
Narcan?
He did not make it.
No.
Oh,
no, there's been a couple deaths.
Two men and a woman who were also believed to have used the same thing were having trouble speaking and walking.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Like you need that in a pandemic.
Cocaine laced with fentanyl. Wow. I don't get it. Well, that's what happens with street drugs.
At least it's not borax.
Yeah, borax would be bad. I guess if you have to look on the bright side, that might be, All right. So today there was a lot of weird stuff. First of all, I got an email. You know, we talked about the Walled Lake teacher who got fired?
Yeah. He's been making the rounds, too, man.
His mom wrote us. His mom listens to us.
Cool. What'd she say about it?
Let's see. Let me find her. She said that she heard us, like so many others, saying, well, there's got to be something more. And she said, there is not anything more.
That's insane, then.
No, I know. It's what the fuck?
You know what he should
all
say?
All for two tweets.
You know what he should say? Mom, if you're listening, tell him to say this. Because the school board says, it wasn't about the tweet. We can't go into what it is. He should just come out and say, you have my full permission to say why you fired me. Because then it's on them. And then it's totally on them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's funny, her
why doesn't he should just say that.
Look at her line there. I'm the Walled Lake teacher's mom.
Wow.
Just giant print.
Hi, mommy.
For the subject. Hey, guys, listen to your podcast regarding my son, Justin Cusera. Everyone says the same thing. There must be more to the story, but there isn't. He tweeted, liberals suck, man, in response to one person's remark. Immediately, he thought better of it, took it down because it could be taken out of context. Although not
it had gotten screenshot already.
Someone screenshot it. Mm-hmm. His social media has not been scrubbed because there's truly nothing else out there. If there was anything, it would have been found. Your listeners need to know Justin has been railroaded. He's a product of the Wall Lake Schools. Was hired as a teacher less than a year ago. Was hired as head baseball coach. Never been reprimanded, written up.
Maybe his baseball record sucked. That was the real reason. No, joking.
I wrote her back and...
Now I'm going to have to check that.
I don't understand. Yeah, please do. Let's find out what his record is as baseball coach. I think that'll be helpful. Although, he may not have coached his season yet.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe coached last year. Maybe not. So, yeah, there's that. And then just as I was thinking, what else can be out there, I bumped into this thing. I think Brandon sent it about 800 businesses in Detroit have closed since COVID.
Permanently.
Yeah,
permanently.
That's the ones that are on Yelp. Now, if they're not on Yelp and they closed, they're not included in that number. So at least 800 businesses. And I can tell you from what's going on in Royal Oak, people are going to Royal Oak. And I think they just don't have the reason to go downtown like they used to. Because, I mean, there was a time where it's like, well, you know, Royal Oak is always great, in my opinion. I love Royal Oak for a lot of reasons. But it slowed down a little bit. It was never slow, but it wasn't the crazy Royal Oak like it was. And it was people going to Detroit. And that has completely reversed course because I don't think people are going down there.
I've never even been up there.
So they said this is a lot of retail, a lot of hair salons, gyms, you know, the kind of places that would
on a thin margin
be hurt by this. Yeah. I mean, you go to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tough. Speaking of Royal Oak, downtown Royal Oak provides a great experience that respects public health guidelines and offers a safe and enjoyable evening. The Downtown Development Authority is working to support small business. We've started this these Royal Oak Bucks. And I think our show has sucked up almost all
the downtown dollars.
Yeah, $400,000.
Yes.
And people are spending it, too, and they're taking the Lyft in. They're using the code GO2RO, G-O-2-R-O, $10 off there, $10 off back. Code's good Thursday and Friday from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. This thing's been, it's been working really well. But a lot of you have your certificates now. Go spend them. Go blow your dough down at Royal Oak and get your free ride in. I mean, this is really cool. It's really worked out nicely. I had no idea so many people would go get that money. It's really cool. Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram deals on D.com. Everything's back to normal. People are, they have to put their safety procedures in place, but they are selling cars again, and they've got the Drive Forward event at Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $180 a month. Jeeps have got the 2020 loaded Jeep Compass, which is $155 a month, and now the new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And the Wrangler gets out employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing, and $1,500 in rebates. If you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now, go to dealsinad.com and see what their selection is. Mm-hmm. See what's left. So anyway, as I'm reading about these businesses in Detroit, which, oh my God, I mean, can you imagine? What a setback. Bezos made $13 billion in one day.
Oh, Amazon. Holy
cow. So Amazon is just sucking everything up.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Everything.
They're getting a lot. Yeah. They're sucking up an awful lot. They're sucking up a lot of business.
Yeah, but all those business types that you named is stuff Amazon can't do. Restaurants,
well,
or hair salons.
Well, $13 billion in one day is... Didn't say it was the most money anyone had ever made in one day?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty, pretty amazing. And then Arch Beats and Eats, Trudy.
Ugh, that sucks.
It's going to be more virtual this year around Labor Day as usual, but... It's not canceled. That's what John wants you to know. The beats go on. They're going to have a lot of local performers, and they're trying to generate money to help those local performers who haven't been able to perform. Among them, the Orbis. Wait, what is
it? The Orbison?
Yeah, that's Vinny.
Yeah, and Vinny. So we're probably going to reach out to Vinny, if you want to find out, you know, just what the what they're trying to do, what their aim is. They're also going to have food trucks and other things, so...
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work exactly, but they'll figure it out. They've certainly done a great job. I mean, I love Arts, Beats, and Eats. Fun. Too bad.
Yeah, well, they're trying to be resourceful, and it's in Royal Oak, so that's a good thing.
So Governor Whitmer's still in the running for vice president, according to the paper today? That's kind of what I said.
No, she's not. What's he talking about?
I don't know.
Who said that? Did he actually say that?
Wrong.
Yeah, he did.
No, she's not. There's no way.
And she called for the mask mandate.
I still like the idea of him going with a white man just to just go back on the whole promise, just to see if that would move the polls at all.
Honestly, I can't believe that anybody is prevaricating between Trump and Biden. I don't know which one. It seems like people are either, you know,
there's some.
It's all about Trump. You either like him or you hate him. And there's really, I mean, maybe people like Biden, too, I suppose. Some people like Biden. I mean, he's... Biden's seen as very unthreatening. He barely ever talks.
You're right, yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't know if that was for real or not. And then,
well, you know, because a couple days ago they had mentioned, or yesterday they said that Biden was considering the four black women, but they didn't speculate who they were specifically. They just kind of gave you a list of people and you were to guess
they
yourself.
Sort of tried to fill in the blanks, but they don't know.
The most recent story says that he actually interviewed eight people total. So that would be four black women and then, what, at least maybe Gretchen. So maybe there is a white guy that's in there, too.
I think they should interview less and just vet the living hell out of them. Because it seems like there's always something unvetted. Remember Christine Ferraro and her stupid press conference where she's trying to answer all these ridiculous accounting questions? Dan Quayle?
You're forgetting the most obvious one in Sarah Palin. Which was, wow, what a mistake.
Dan Quayle was a huge mistake.
Yeah, but he managed to get through.
Well, but, I mean, do you even remember Tim Kaine? I mean, did he even make any stamp at all?
No, I do. I remember he loved to speak Spanish. Do you remember that? That was like a big
deal. Yeah, so did Bush. George Bush did too.
Yeah, but Tim Kaine claimed he was fluent in it.
I think I have George Bush speaking Spanish.
Corriendo para el presidente de los Estados Unidos y quiero que voten para mí.
Wow.
What a joke.
Got him some votes.
Yeah.
So in Detroit and other places too, this is just really one of these crazy, crazy summers of violence. You know, how do you explain this? Chicago yesterday, somebody opens fire on a funeral crowd, and people shoot back. People in the funeral crowd shoot back. I mean, what the? I got to say, if I'm walking into a funeral and somebody shoots the place up, I'm not going to be able to do too much to help, but apparently they did.
It's a good reason not to go to a funeral.
Fuck. My God. And then there's a triple shooting. That was in Chicago. There's a triple shooting at a gas station in Detroit last night. So they've got the video of that. And it's, when you could see the video, you know, much like George Floyd, it's so fucking insane. It's like,
I don't remember video coming out this frequent, this often.
No.
It's like the internet is being inundated with all these shootings. And I think it's a lot of it is because of what's happened in the months prior. There's like a calling that we need to see a video of it. And I got to tell you, watching that video of Coney Island yesterday, it messed with me. I mean, that was a brutal video, and I wish I wouldn't have watched it.
It's just the way, it's just this guy's executing three people. It's just like, wait, he just executed three people and ran out the door. The guy last night shot three people in a car that's trying to drive off, and he's got no shirt on. He just runs to his car. Pfft, no big deal. I mean, I gotta wonder how often these people do this. And then they catch the guy. Brandon, you mentioned the Coney Island shooting, which is unbelievable.
Still no motive?
No.
That's really
weird. I've seen speculation over. What was it? It's just rumor. The speculation that I've seen online, and this is just going through comments on Facebook and stuff, is that it's a revenge killing for either a burglary or another killing in the past. I saw multiple.
For burglary, that seems to be a little overdone. That seems to be a little overdone.
Yeah, it was
unconfirmed.
I read something similar, Brandon, and it was like, really? This for that? I mean, anyway, the guy, Mickey Dane Douglas, felon in possession of a firearm. Oh, he's a felon, is he? Well, yeah, he's a multiple felon because he's been in prison for armed robbery. Armed fucking robbery. He's only 25. He got 5 to 20 years, so I guess he must have been a great prisoner. Because he also got 15 years for unarmed robbery when he was 17.
Probably find out he got out because of COVID.
So he's on probation. Great job by the parole board. They are, I mean, hardly a stain on their record. I mean, is it incredible? Did you see the three fishermen in Florida, the three best friends?
Oh, my God.
That is another just horrific story. These guys were just slaughtered.
Did you see how many felonies the shooter had there?
230 felonies.
I didn't even know you
could get that
many. What the fuck?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't know. You know.
Florida.
Yeah. That's the only way to explain it.
You know, there's a lot of unhappiness.
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
And this really has nothing to do with that, but there's a lot of unhappiness in law enforcement right now because people are bailing out really fast. They're just bailing out, and they're back on the streets, and they're doing stupid shit. And there's people out of Rikers Island from COVID, and at last I heard 10% of them had committed crimes that were worthy of putting them back in right away. You know, who knows what the number is now? But, oh, my God, what a flipping mess. This thing in Florida, you know, three fishing buddies, and the guy that shot them all, see TJ, the guy with 230 felonies, he claims they stole a car engine from him. And they're like, what the?
A car engine?
One of the people in the car called his dad, Brandon. Did you read that?
Yeah.
That was happening during the attack, yes. And so this father had to listen to his son get killed and then find him. Yeah. And then his father was the one that ultimately called it in.
Oh, boy.
Seriously, as you shall have thought, the Mr. 230 felonies, his girlfriend, I think she could have done better than him. She's not that bad looking.
Let me see.
The mugshot? I'm just saying, she could have done better than that guy. I didn't think she could marry, like, a, you know, Hollywood hunk or anything. The cop's holding her.
Hey, I don't know, 230 felonies, I mean, I guess.
Oh, I thought that was a dude.
What? No, you didn't.
I did. Really? No, she's got short hair. She's kind of cute, I mean. You see that?
Yeah, they can't really see. Let me find a better picture of her.
And his brother looks just like a meathead. Just, duh.
Oh, totally. Nice. That should be the caption.
Okay, TJ, I'll do whatever you want, TJ.
What's her name? Mary what? Wigmore? Mary what? Witt?
Mary
Whitmore. W-H-I-T.
Oh, Whitmore.
Maury.
At least Trudy understood who Mary Wigmore was.
I do.
I know who she is.
Your earthly guardian angel.
Yeah, she's TJ. Gwyneth Paltrow's good friend.
Honestly, in the color picture, she doesn't look so bad. Let me, how do I switch this here? Look, there she is. Yeah. She's got nice blue eyes, and she could have done
yours.
She could have done better. I would take her. I'm better than that guy with 230 felonies. Oh, wait, are those her children? Great, she's got kids. So that's wonderful.
You like kids.
No. Oh, there she is vaping. That's okay.
I think vaping is the least of her problems right now.
No, I know, but that but does it say something when that's one of the first pictures that pops up?
Probably. anyway, yeah, not a lot of great news to talk about in that area. And you know what? Okay, what the hell's going on? Trump's wishes Ghislaine Maxwell well. And I was reading something that said, well, he's the third person to do that. There's Dershowitz, and then who's the second one? Not Prince Andrew.
I don't know.
So anyway, he acted kind of like, who? Oh, her. Yeah, I know her. I wish her well. And, you know, I don't know anything about Prince Andrew, as if Prince Andrew's the big issue with her.
He's just a better bullshitter than that, isn't he? I was surprised that he said what he said. That question.
I just think all those people, I think if Bill Clinton were asked a question, he would somehow manage to kind of say the same thing. Because it's sort of like
he would have bullshitted around it though.
Remember when Clinton wore his Monica Lewinsky tie the day she was going to talk?
Yeah,
it's just a little signal. Don't fuck with me. Please leave me alone.
Oh yeah, Patrick just wrote Geraldo. Did you see Geraldo's response to it too? Geraldo had an odd response.
Yeah, he's the other one. He's the one that wishes her well.
Okay,
yeah,
because he had an odd response to all the.
So now everybody thinks Geraldo's in the mix.
Oh, Geraldo's so in the mix.
Probably. Why not? It seems like everybody is. You're going to be in the mix next, Drew.
It's possible.
I don't even know.
Well, I mean, Trump can't run from it. There's pictures all over the place,
Brandon,
of him and her together at these events.
He's a popular guy. He takes pictures with lots of people.
Well, yeah, that'll be his defense. But
yeah, but that could have been his defense.
Yeah, but he's at a party where the girls are all celebrating him. But he's not, in the middle of a pile of girls.
Yeah, but
on the dance floor.
My focus was on those ladies. I barely knew who she was. To say that he's knows, I don't know. I was surprised by it.
The video I saw of Trump with Epstein was more embarrassing, not because he was with Epstein, but because he was dancing with like six girls who were acting like they were just falling all over him.
Yeah, and he kept biting his lip like, yeah.
Very stupid. Oh. And then the Tigers, who opened on Friday, the Tigers did not. They didn't kneel. They didn't stand. They weren't on the field. I guess they were in the locker room yesterday, and they came running out, and some of the Reds were kneeling, and some of the Giants were kneeling the other day. And I haven't heard of other teams, because people are playing exhibition games. Are a lot of baseball players kneeling?
I only know the Giants, the social justice warrior Giants.
I saw the Reds, too, because Joey Votto did and a couple other guys on that team.
It sounded like the Tigers wanted, some of the Tigers probably wanted to, and so they just wanted to kind of be together. I guess. I don't know.
That's cute.
Yeah, the Patriots did that. I mean, other teams have done that. But
why are they playing? Well, I guess it's like spring training.
Yeah, they're just warming. I know. I thought the same
thing.
Does
it seem weird?
Don't they just go play games for crying out loud? How much time do you have? Yeah.
Couldn't you have been training this whole time by yourself? Does it really? Is it baseball? Do you really have to train with the players, with your teammates?
Well,
I mean, I know it's better, it's preferred, but
I would say once you played a few games and you took batting practice for a week, you'd probably fall into sync. Some guys slower than others. So, all right. Things are getting wild at Zotford and Holly. Talking about the Bronco. Everybody wants the Bronco. Time to reserve your new Ford Bronco with our friends at Zotford. Hoo-hoo-ha-ha. Go to Zotford.com. Follow the link to your new Bronco, sport or full-size Bronco, two-door or four-door. The hype is huge. It really is. Plus, Zot's still offering the Ford promise. Buy or lease a new or pre-loved vehicle. If you get canceled in your first year of ownership, lose your job, they'll take your car back. Period. Finally, they continue to have deals, deals, deals. The lease trifecta is back. The 2020 Ford EcoSport, the 2020 Ford Escape all-wheel drive, or a new 2020 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4. Your choice of the three. Each one is as low as $166 a month. Surf their massive inventory. Trifecta deals at dealsinthed.com. And David Hall and Hall Financial, where they are wheeling and dealing. And is there anybody on the Hall Financial hotline potentially today?
There was a new one, the guy who cut his neighbor's garage in half.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
You want to call him?
He
love that story.
Guy's garage is on another guy's property, half of it. So he just cut half of it down.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nobody just settles anything these days.
What a dick move.
I mean, isn't it really amazing?
Although we'll probably find out that the guy built it there on purpose to be a dick.
Well, no, there's the story actually goes, they knew that it was built on their property, but everything was fine with it because they liked the guy that lived there. And then when the guy died, then came some new people, and they didn't like him, and so it became an issue. And so he took a sawzall, cut it in half.
I mean, I have a sawzall. I can't imagine how many times you'd have to recharge the battery before you finish cutting a garage in half.
This guy's a carpenter, so I'm sure he's got a good one.
Yeah, he probably has. He's got it on a charger. Anyway, refinance with David Hall. Save some money in your home. Amazing numbers people have been sending. $112,000, one person who refinanced. They had a really high interest rate, and they ended up, I think, around 2.9 or 3.1 or something crazy low. And Hall Financial's gotten people as low as 2.5. Interest rates are insane. You might even be able to skip a couple payments if you refi with Hall Financial. Go to the webpage and click the link on the logo on our webpage. Fill out the form or call 248-308-5000, or you can go to davidhallmortgage.com/DrewandMike. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. NMLS number 1467435. Okay.
Call that guy.
So.
We can call him. You want to call him?
That guy?
Mr. Garage guy?
Yeah, we can find out how he did with the recharging. I think that's a good question. Wait, this guy says, gentlemen, unable to listen to podcast. Alexa won't allow it. After every year of listening through Alexa, now she'll only play the Mike and Drew sports podcast. What?
All right, who has Alexa? Does anybody?
I do right here in the basement.
All right, try it, Brandon.
Alexa, play the Drew and Mike show.
Do you hear the Mike and Drew sports
show? I heard her say playing something.
Alexa?
Oh. Suck a dick.
Works fine for me.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, did it?
Operator error.
Okay. I thought it was. Don, come on. You can do better.
Take a dump in your bed.
Hey, Don, did you take a dump in your bed last night?
Do you, you're calling the guy with the half garage?
Yeah. I'm
looking or the guy who cut the half garage? It's the guy that cut it, right?
It is Gabriel. He, that's the guy that cut it, correct, okay. Brandon?
Yeah, and his wife's name is Tracy.
Hmm. Oh, well, they sound lovely.
They do.
They do.
This just is, this story to me is.
Oh, the number's not valid.
Really?
Yeah. Awesome.
That's kind of interesting.
Second number.
That's the one I called first.
It's not valid.
Okay.
I lied. I called the first one first. Just
okay, what's it? Say. Tracy and who?
Gabe.
Dave?
Dick.
Gabe.
Gabe?
Gabe.
I can't think. I swear my brain is fried.
Mine too. Can we just wrap Dave, up the show 20
Tracy.
Minutes in?
Dave, Tracy. It's going to be a short one.
Okay, good. One of those days, man. It sucks. Fucking thing sucks.
We got the longest bad review I've ever seen.
Oh, great. Let's just pile on now with all the issues today. Okay. That's how that call should have gone.
Well, okay. Whatever. Shut the Hall Financial Hotline down.
Fuck it. I think it was
Mark's
fault. I
hate the Hall Financial Hotline.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat.
I think
to
I might have broke
a special
the phone.
Dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Okay, you want to play the Rolling Stones with Jimmy Page?
Why not?
No, honestly.
I liked it. Everyone else hates it.
I was,
what's it called? Scarlet?
Yeah, Scarlet. I was like, why would they hold this back so long? I mean, usually that's the question, and usually it's for a good reason because it's not that great. But it's okay.
I kind of like it.
Well, this is all of them with Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
It's, I think it's Keith and Bill Wyman, Mick and Pager.
And Charlie.
Is Mick Jones on it or Mick... Mick Taylor on it?
Someone's missing. Yeah.
Come on, Pager, cut loose.
Love
Love you, Jagger.
So I'm just expecting some giant riff from Pager.
I kind of like it, though.
It's it sounds like the Stones' 1975 Black and Blue, actually. Hey Negrita, Hot Stuff, kinda, sorta.
Yeah, it's kind of like it. It moves along.
Hold on, I gotta grab my coffee.
Chunk kind of guitar.
Was there too much made about it when it came out, you know, the big release? Maybe that's why Jerry doesn't like it so much, because a lot of hype surrounding this release.
Well, you said
there, I just thought it was released via Twitter.
What's that?
No, it's I think it's on their Goat's Head Soup reissue, isn't it?
Yeah, but they did just put it out there now, yeah.
By the way, Goat's Head Soup, do I like it because of the music, or do I like it because of the album art?
Well, it's kind of cool.
Because there are a lot of albums that I love because of the album art too. That makes it like so much cooler.
I think it's a good album though. It has Time Waits for No One, right? Isn't that on there? Yeah. Dancing with Mr. D, Heartbreaker. Isn't Angie on Goat's Head Soup?
Yeah, Angie? I think it is.
Their records through Some Girls were certainly, they had a lot on them. I mean, a lot of good stuff on them. Not a lot of filler.
And Sticky Fingers. I think that's also good artwork.
I think Keith's heroin glory years are 68 to 72. I think he said that. When all those riffs he dreamed up all those incredible riffs.
Reed on Facebook says that, Trudy, you just like albums with cranks on the cover. How many albums have cranks on the cover or allude to junk? Are there a lot of albums?
Bruce Springsteen, I think, has one, right?
Well, his butt. Doesn't he have one with his butt?
Yeah, maybe it is.
Oh, yeah, Born in the USA. Well, that's, you know, the more I think about it, the more that does sound like Black and Blue, the 75 album. And Keith was, this is the thing with drugs. You know, Keith has his glory years. He gets all those riffs out of his brain. And then he gets a little spent, and he's kind of in the bathroom a lot, and he dozes off, and they do Black and Blue, and that's Ron Wood's first album. And I think it was about 2 years later when Keith was like, what the hell is that album? I mean, he was just completely missing an action on it. And so it's very Mick-dominated, and it's kind of funky, and it's kind of Jamaican. I like Memory Motel a lot, but that's a very different kind of song. Yeah, this is Black and Blue.
Yeah.
There you go. That sounds like Scarlet, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Back for your Georgia.
Hey, Negrita.
Right near the beach.
Boy. See, I like this.
Big up,
It's not the salad days for the Stones, but so this is kind of interesting. The history of Led Zeppelin crossovers with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
because Page played on all these studio songs in the '60s. I mean, he's on a lot of
he was a session guitarist.
Yeah, but sometimes, like on Hurdy Gurdy Man, he just wails. He's on Heart of Stone. John Paul Jones provided the string arrangement for She's a Rainbow. Hey.
I didn't know that. Such a great song.
Let's see. Page and Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts at the Arms Charity Concert. Yeah, whatever. Keith Richards finally admitted that he wasn't a big fan of Led Zeppelin. Who is Keith a fan of?
Dick. Why would he do that?
I love Jimmy Page, but as a band, no. With John Bonham thundering down the highway in an uncontrolled 18-wheeler, he cornered the market there. Jimmy's a brilliant player, but I always felt something was a little hollow about it.
Oh. Wow.
What a snob.
Yeah.
Total snob.
Page actually responded to it. He said, I'm not sure what he means by calling Led Zeppelin hollow. I think he's got his tongue in his cheek. What we did was really cool.
Hmm. Yeah.
I did see where Keith said his favorite Beatles song. I would expect him to say Come Together, Helter Skelter, something guitar-y.
Yeah.
But he said Please Please Me.
Really?
Which was one of their very first songs. And I don't remember why he said he liked it, but he just, and I think he was talking, he started playing it very poorly on his guitar.
Answer this key. Question. What is the most unattractive male first name in the English language?
You know, you will not find, because I love reading this kind of stuff, you will not find Mick Jagger or Keith Richards saying a lot of nice things about other bands. Unless they're like old black guys.
Yeah. Because they're woke.
Or old blues guys.
The woke
Rolling
Stones. Oh, I meant to tell you, did you see all of these new bands that are changing their names now? There's like three more.
Who?
I gotta find it. The printer shit out on me, so I gotta find it.
You know, I saw that
they're nobodies. I mean, they're not anybody. So that might be part of the reason they're doing
it. The big ones so far have been what? Lady Antebellum to Lady A, and the Dixie Chicks to the Chicks.
The Chicks, yeah. But there was like somebody was.
Hey, that's offensive to chicks,
right?
Well,
women.
I mean, it's about chickens.
Yeah.
God, I gotta find the story.
I would just rather they not exist. So that's why.
I know.
I take that side.
I never liked Natalie Maines.
No.
Yeah, me
in fact,
either.
I saw she was on Howard the other day, and I just clicked off it immediately. I was like, no. I mean, it didn't. It was just a reflex. It was like a terrible song was on the radio. I just went.
She's the short one, right? The short Dixie chick.
Yeah.
She's the mouthy one. Isn't she the mouthy one?
Yes, Frank.
She's got a mouth on her.
Well, the one guy is DJ Joey Negro. He's changed his name.
Oh.
From DJ Joey Negro.
Oh, come on.
And then, here we go. What's his real name is David Lee. So he's not comfortable being DJ Joey Negro anymore, or Negro.
Now he's just...
Yeah. And there's another stupid.
Oh, what's wrong with the drops today? What's going on? Why is everything low?
His volume is a little low there.
I'm cranked, man.
I can't fucking hear him. Am I going deaf?
Why is cranked.
That? That can't be loud enough.
Look at the waveform. Play it again. Dave? I mean, the waveform's Dave's high. Not here. I don't know why it's. So
can you hear it okay, Trudy?
It's a little in the distant. Kind of back in the background.
As in, not very loud?
Not very loud. Why are you picking on me trying to stay in the middle of the road?
I can't tell when you're being nice.
See, my Dave sounds quiet too.
Dave?
Well, he was outside in the hallway when he was knocking on Dave's door, wasn't he?
But you can hear the knocking loudly. Believe me, I know my big bamboo.
What is it?
Wait, they're all low?
Yeah.
All the Cheech and Chong drops are low.
Yeah, I don't know why. But, I mean, they're low, but they're not low. That's what I can't figure out.
On Donner, on Bleason, on Chewy, on Tavo. Come on, Beto.
The dumb one's loud.
Oh, well. Depression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Okay. Back to normal. Everything's fine.
No, it's not.
Chris Franz of Talking Heads remain in love, as he and Tina Weymouth have been married for, I think, 37, 38 years. The rhythm section of the Talking Heads, which is pretty flippin' important, although when you think of Talking Heads, don't you just say, oh, David Byrne, yeah, it's all David Byrne.
Well, yeah. That's how he wants you to think of him.
But, you know, it's interesting. What did he do after Talking Heads?
Nothing. He did art. Nothing like the
Not much.
Top
world music, and he kind of, like, did funkified versions of Talking Heads, and I don't know. I love David Byrne. Not as much after reading this book, because he just doesn't sound like...
I'm just telling you, he does nothing. It's all talk.
For example...
Sounds like a jerk, man.
There's a lot of great stories in this book. If you like Chris Frantz, I find myself going, how does he remember this? Like, he meets Tina Weymouth the first time, and he remembers what she was wearing, and I'm like, this Rhode Island School of Design, these RISD people, or Rhode Island School of Design. Yeah, RISD people.
Was she wearing something weird?
I don't remember. But he does it all the time. He goes, and we met Warhol, and he was wearing blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, he's a very artsy guy. So I guess he might remember this stuff. I don't know, maybe kept journals. Love to get him on and ask him, because he does incredible detail. But Psycho Killer, which is really... one of the coolest Talking Heads songs. Yeah, it's Tina's bass line. And
I feel a powerful connection to the history of famous bass players. Like, what's his name from The Who? Or that guy from Led Zeppelin who wasn't Page, Plant, or Bonham? Those are the only two I know for sure.
This show definitely has lifted the bass player, as they should be. But she got no credit when it came out. It's like, David Byrne. It's like, what? The French part in the middle? Tina Weymouth speaks French. David Byrne doesn't. So she had to write it and translate it for him.
How the fuck
could she get left off the credit? They fixed it, though.
Well, didn't he constantly make her try out for the band?
Yeah, in the later days.
When she was in the band, she still had to try out. Just fire.
He's kind of a dick, huh?
Yeah, he's really...
It just sounded... Chris even said, I think he might be really high in the spectrum.
Oh, huh.
He didn't mean that in a mean way.
He's a stone-cold killer.
But,
oh, my God, the killer clown!
I love all the stories. Before one show, he won't identify who it is, but a Rolling Stone is backstage. He says, hey, man, you want a line before the show? And he's like, yeah, sure, man. And he said, I probably wouldn't have done it, but it was a Rolling Stone. What was I going to do? So he does it, and it's... not cocaine.
Oh, no. Well, okay, that was Keith, right?
He said it was not Keith. You all think it's Keith, but it's not. So I'm going to say it's Ron Wood.
It's really funny.
It's got to be Ron Wood, right?
It's really, well.
It could be Wyman, I suppose.
Probably,
or Charlie Watts, drummer. I mean, drummer to drummer.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Watts got into some pretty serious stuff in the 80s.
He says it's not Keith.
Yeah, so then he thought the whole show was in slow motion. He's like, I know my beat is so far off. But
oh, man.
He said he'd never heard much about it.
Huh.
There's another great Talking Heads bass line. This is what ML had for his music thing yesterday. Warning Sign. Do you know this one?
What album is this on? Is this on Speaking in Tongues or the one with Burning Down the House?
Or songs about buildings and food.
Oh, okay. That's Chris Franz's title, by the way. I know that now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did Byrne take credit for it?
I don't think so. Not the album title. It didn't mean enough to him. it gave one great story at the end where they were... what were they doing? They were playing something. I think when they were filming the movie. You know their concert movie?
Yeah,
it's one of the best concert movies you could ever see.
Very famous.
And again, I give David Byrne a lot of credit. I mean, he's fantastic. He is the movie in many ways, but... they're doing kind of a dress rehearsal for lighting, and okay, does anybody wear really bright colors? And Byrne, of course, comes out all in white. he didn't end up wearing white. I think he's wearing beige in the movie, isn't he? Wearing that big jacket,
yeah,
isn't it beige?
I thought it was white.
Is it white? Maybe it is white.
Stop Making Sense is the doc, right?
Yeah, fantastic doc, just really good. And you know, I can't read enough about their music because I love it so much. Take Me to the River, which is an Al Green cover.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Brian Eno who said, slow it down, slow it down, slow it down. And they kept slowing it down. He kept saying, slow it down more until it has that really kind of dreamy Is this from Stop Making Sense?
Yeah.
I thought so. But it is really...
It is predominant.
She was good, yeah. Man. She was good, I guess I should say.
This is sped up, isn't it? Aren't they playing it faster?
Well, this is the live version from the Dodge, yeah, so no, yeah, I probably.
Slow down.
Down by the river.
I love Al Green's version, but the Talking Heads is like a different song.
Hey, the river!
And let's see. Musical notes. Oh, Brian Eno, you know, he's produced a lot of U2.
Big time producer.
Yeah, he's huge. He produced, he was in Roxy Music. Big part of Roxy Music's sound. And a big part of Talking Heads' sound, but he was a miserable pain in the ass. They really couldn't stand him.
Well, I wonder, was he a pain in the ass with them or
yes,
with everybody?
Yes, with them. I don't know. It sounded like he was a pretty big pain in the ass because at one point he says, I want to be a full band member. Like,
oh,
he wants
really?
To be named as a band member. And so they're trying to figure out how to get out of that. And I think somebody said, well, here's the tour schedule. Can you make all these dates? He's like, oh, shit, I can't do that now. Forget it. And then they said his demands got bigger and bigger over time,
really?
Until he was demanding the Concorde to fly over.
Oh, cool.
And they paid for it.
I was going to say, you can't blame them for that.
Well, I guess if they're going to pay for it.
Why not?
But it was their money. They paid, I thought it was pretty cool. They paid all their own production costs to make their albums because they didn't want anyone coming in going, how's it going? I don't like the way it sounds. Yeah.
Well, that's smart.
Yes. And let's see what else. Oh, they had some. There's a lot of people that turn up in this book. Lou Reed is one of them. When they first play CBGB, can you believe how many people played CBGB before they were anything? I mean, this little dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Lou Reed saw them and really liked them and invited them back to his place. And
what, did he take a dump on?
No, he didn't do anything too weird. But is Rachel, his transgender girlfriend, was there?
Okay.
Transient, yes. Mm-hmm. And Lou said, oh, cool, you have a chick in the band. Where'd you get that idea? Which was obviously a, you know, like, fuck you. We had a girl drummer back in the day. And then he's telling them what to do while he ate an entire carton of Haagen-Dazs by himself with a blackened spoon. Which
that
was
a heroin spoon?
He asked somebody to grab him a spoon, and Tina said the only spoon in there was like a blackened spoon, like from heroin. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Spoon.
And he ate the ice cream with the spoon. Oh,
probably going to use high from the heroin too.
Yeah.
And don't forget to bring the spoon.
And then Lou offers them a record deal. It's like, oh, Lou.
I have a feeling he's not going to follow through with it.
Well, it turned out that he and there was an agent and Lou, and they would have owned all their music.
Oh, really?
They would have paid all their upfront costs, and then they would have owned all their publishing, so it was a terrible deal.
Well, that's like, I was telling you about that Walter Mercado documentary on Netflix, the Hispanic psychic that was just huge in the 70s and 80s and early 90s. The documentary is really interesting. It's very flamboyant. Doesn't talk about his sexuality, but he has a guy who made him into this superstar, his manager. And then one day his manager comes over, goes, here's a new contract. Look it over, get a lawyer if you want, and we'll talk about it. And he's like, okay, cool. Manager comes back the next day, goes, sign it. And so Walter Mercado signs it, and not much of a good psychic because he didn't bother reading it. He owned the new manager, then owned everything in perpetuity forever, including Walter Mercado's name.
How does that happen to so many people?
Him. Destroyed him.
It's
too.
Happened for, you know, a century now. Wouldn't you think people would be hip to it?
Well,
but I guess you want that first deal so bad.
He was already a superstar, though. But he got all the licensing going back, and then he got to use his name going forward. So Mercado like fought it in court, and they countersued, and the manager ended up winning because it was a contract. He just didn't read it, and they showed clips of it up on the documentary, and just looking at it, it's like, how could you sign that?
These guys weren't.
Seems obvious.
So many of these guys are just not good at business.
If you see the word perpetuity, though, I don't think you should sign something.
No.
I mean, how can you own something in perpetuity, though, for the rest of that person's life
and
beyond?
Trudy, it wasn't even a stage name. It was his legal name, but he couldn't perform under it.
I don't know how that
seems like there should be legal. Yeah,
you'd think you'd get some help with that.
It's a good documentary. You have to read a lot because it's in Spanish, some of it.
By the way,
count me out.
You'd like it. Did you watch Hamilton yet? What? Go ahead.
Do you remember when they used to do ads for new albums on the radio? I remember them. I remember a few people, but anyway, they had a Talking Heads ad, and Andy Warhol was such a fan. He actually
on the radio.
On the ad, he said, "Andy, pick it up because Andy Warhol says so," or something like that. But it was him. He was a huge fan. So yeah. They have their kind of Warhol stories, which are always weird. But
you didn't even say the most exciting fact about them, that they have a song called Radiohead, which is where Radiohead got their name.
Oh, yeah. You know, I haven't even read that yet.
It's
probably in the end of the book.
Fairly well known. Dick.
So, Trudy, you want to get... do we have a boner line today?
We do.
Okay. Trudy, you want to take care of Dr. Roche?
Yeah, Dr. Roche is telling everybody they need mommy makeovers. It's a completely new look. And he's the expert triple board certified cosmetic surgeon to do it. Reinvent your body with cosmetic procedures and treatments that will make you look amazing after being a mommy. You can get 360 lipo, which creates a slimmer, more contoured body, which may have been just a little bent out of shape by having and taking care of little kids, targeting a full 360 degrees around your arms, where that flabby stuff is, your back, abdomen, and thighs. Faster healing because it's non-invasive. So many busy moms turn to this procedure for their new body. And of course, also among the mommy makeovers is body sculpting to get rid of stretch marks. And the lift that you've been looking for, breast lift procedures. Dr. Roche is an expert at that. You can raise and reshape sagging breasts. If they're pointing down, he can spring them back up. And he's pretty damn good at that. And nice. You can get a teleconference with Dr. Roche's people, all good people in that office, 248-338-1110. Give them a call. And they can also, take a look at you. We can do sort of a Zoom like we're doing right now. And they can take a look and evaluate some things, tell you need some BBL here and there or something else. So make sure you go to droche.com, Dr. Roche, to check out Evolve and all the other great things that they can do there. And do it now because July, man.
And one thing you can do at home to make yourself look better is to shave your pubes and your balls.
Oh, yeah, guys. I heard about that.
Yeah, guys, shave your balls, but do it the safe, effective way with the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0. It's been beautifully designed to reduce those painful nicks and tugs. Nobody wants
that. I done
heard
of trimming the hedges, but you done scorched the earth.
They have a full engineering team. They've been obsessing over the technology that they have put into the Lawnmower 3.0, and that's why you get the battery that lasts up to 90 minutes, the LED light, it's waterproof, you can take it in the shower, and of course, who doesn't love that very cool charging dock that's powered by USB? It's, I don't know, it's the best razor known to man in the history of mankind, without a doubt.
Wow.
You get 20% off and free shipping right now with the code Drew at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Drew, your balls, and everyone that sees your balls will thank you. They bring you the boner.
And a lot of people you're showing them to.
Lady. I was just listening to you saying you were shushed at a Bruce Springsteen concert. I too was shushed at a Bruce Springsteen concert.
Like that could have been me.
He was going off about something, telling a story, and the guy in front of me said,
"Quiet.
I'm trying to listen to the story. Listen to the story. Play some fucking music.
Listen to him. He's got words to say."
Hello, this is for Drew.
Hey, it's a lady.
I was just listening to the last few days' podcast, and I feel like I know what's wrong with your energy level. I think you need a dog. I think it's time. Look into it.
Thank you, sir, but we don't want any of these dogs. Good luck getting rid of them.
I'm disappointed that Mark, when referencing John Philip Sousa, I don't know why he has three names,
did not mention the most important fact about him, which is that he proclaimed that the University of Michigan fight song, The Victors, is the greatest college fight song of all time.
Wrong.
And that he is the first person who played The Victors.
I'm equally
publicly
shocked.
So he's in the cult. I'm disappointed Mark did not mention that.
Nobody cares.
If you didn't know that, you should know that.
You're right.
About the cult.
Are you part of the cult? Amen. Are you in a trance right now?
This is in regards to the borderline yesterday. You had a guy call Mark and Brandon fucktards.
I'm sorry if the other two fucktards you work with, Brandon and Mark.
This turd, also referred to as an APW.
Unusually pink wiener.
Abnormally pink wiener. Huh? Not unusually.
Amen.
Dude, wrong vowel.
Who's the fucktard now?
Give the program.
In the 80s, my grandpa used to say boo-boo all the time. We let his dog out. Hey, Albert, gotta go boo-boo?
I had to boo-boo.
A drop we haven't heard in a long time is when the woman tells you that some men get erections in the morning.
You know, there's erections that men get in the morning just because they have to pee.
Why does Britney Spears have to have a conservator, but Kanye West is allowed to run wild and run for president and say his kids need to be aborted?
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Speedway is superior to 7-Eleven in every single way. From the slushy drink,
I agree.
Wrong.
To the fountain drinks,
I agree.
Wrong.
To the point systems,
I agree.
Wrong.
To the available food,
I agree.
Wrong.
To the coffee,
I agree.
100% top to bottom, way better.
Enough said, motherfucker.
Holla! I think we're sick and tired of hearing about Brandon's goddamn Speedway points.
Whiner. I would love to hear some more Charlotte drops. She's so cute.
What did the butt say to the toilet? Please don't sit on me.
A drop that I wanted to hear that you guys used to play all the time was Quaim Kilpatrick saying, I don't know what happened there.
I don't know what's happening there.
Hell yeah.
Hey guys, I'm a little confused. Can you help me? Do I make a boo-boo or have a pup-pup?
You know, if I had to make pup-pup.
I had to boo-boo.
We the people demand that President Trump comes up with the Stacked Medal of Freedom and Valor. And the first recipient of the Stacked Medal of Freedom and Valor goes to Lola Consuelo.
Congratulations, everybody.
Please accept your Stacked Medal of Valor.
I love her for her powerful, skillful, once-in-a-generation voice.
Boops.
I love the way that she uses that voice to share real vulnerability and truth in good times and in bad.
Boops.
I love that she's a human being of unbelievable kindness and generosity and an artist of endless inspiration.
Show me them big old titties. Come on.
Is that John Philip Sousa? Did you guys know about him? No. No. I'm glad that guy provided that very important information in the boner line.
I have no idea where John Philip Sousa even came into our discussions in the past.
I don't remember.
I do briefly remember. I
the guy died in 1932.
But he wrote every song that they blow up fireworks to.
I know. Yeah. Wouldn't you think somebody would come along that could write some fireworks music?
He did it the best, man. Can't top Sousa.
So you know, I'm not a big New York lover, but I mean, New York City's a pretty flippin' cool place, and you know, has been for so long. It just sounds like New York City is in terrible trouble.
Well, how so?
Well, we've already heard about all these people leaving because they feel there's nothing to do there, and they're paying these ridiculous rents and so on and so forth. But today there's a story about how retail in New York City is down. I mean, it's down like 100%. Just nobody shopping. Nobody going to retail.
Yeah.
And commuters are working at home, so they're not out going to brick-and-mortar places. No tourists. Tourists are gone. Starbucks are shutting down. Starbucks does not close stores. Starbucks is shutting down stores in New York.
Another thing on the tourism, if you come in from a specific state, you have to quote-unquote quarantine. You're not even allowed to go out, and you have to like stay in a room for 14 days before you can now tour New York City.
Brandon, is it up to 22 states now, or is it more than that? Because they just added some more states.
Okay. Last I read, it was 21, but Michigan was not among those, which means you can go to NYC and shop your little heart away.
Well, they have tightened up the dining, outdoor dining, and bars, too. And, you know, I got to say, every day when I look at what's going on with coronavirus, I just say, you know, we just made so many exceptions to, I mean, I don't know, I just saw so many times when I'm like, wow, really? That's, we really need to be doing that and that and that and that and that. And,
oh, like flying?
Yeah, like flying and like, I mean, we never shut it down. We never made the curve go like that, which everyone else did. And Europe, believe me, Europe is not talking about whether to send kids to school or not.
No, because they got it down. But it's a little easier there when it's a country. You know, it's a group of countries, not a group of states with a central power.
And I realize, you know, here people want to blame certain people for it, and they don't want to blame the protesters. Although for the first time, I saw Eric Garcetti said L.A.'s coronavirus uptick did have something to do with protesting. And what was interesting is said he admitted it. And I thought, he admitted it. Why is that something to admit?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, a fact Fauci is a fact. The guy, the cool beard guy from the CDC, didn't say that. I mean, they're not politicians. What do they have
to
lose?
Well, I don't know, but there was so much sympathy for protesting that I feel like we just said, it doesn't matter. That they have to do that. But it's not, I'm not just blaming protesters. There's just a lot of stuff, you know, like we need to play football. I mean, there's all things we need to do that just don't help. And all these, you know, when essential people were working, there were so many non-essential people working that I could tell you about. So I don't know.
We barely did anything. Although the people, for the most part, at least in Michigan, didn't go anywhere.
No, I think there's a lot of people who followed all the rules, and it's frustrating, you know, to follow the rules and then
You know, it's really gone under the radar, and it's so transparently political. Is, you know, when Whitmer readjusted her mask rule recently, you know,
so you have to wear a mask.
Yeah,
yeah,
but not to cast a ballot,
not to protest either. I couldn't believe she said that.
I know, but also to vote, it's like, really? Think of who works at those polls. Those are old people, man.
This is what I mean. All these little things, you know. For example, you could buy lottery tickets, and people, I was at 7-Eleven, people were buying lottery tickets. Yeah. Do you really want people out buying lottery tickets?
No.
Really?
No.
So.
Hey, at least they have a bipartisan agreement to balance the state's budget.
What are they cutting?
Well, where they're cutting, they're filling in with federal money. They're taking like $400 from the rainy day fund.
How about next year?
Well, it's funny you say that because the one no vote, he said, what about next year? But I guess they have enough left in the quote-unquote rainy day fund.
Okay.
Do you think the feds are going to let the states not be able to balance? I don't know.
I think they might expect the states to do some cutting.
Oh, sure.
I mean, the states are doing some cutting.
Sure, there was some cutting in the whole thing. I can find the article.
In fact, my brother said that he works for the government, and he said that there's some cutting going on. People that you wouldn't think, but people that they're, I guess, letting go. Sucks. Oh.
Well, remember, we kind of laughed at the numbers, too, when she furloughed people.
Oh, that was a joke.
And they got the federal $600. But it saved the state money.
Well... Okay, whatever.
Saving $27 million by furloughing most state employees one day a week through July, $21 million by imposing a hiring freeze, and $47 million on a freeze from discretionary spending.
You know, it was really strange today when I read the Joe Biden story that Whitmer's still a candidate. And it was a big story because Biden said it. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, she really wants to be vice president? I'm at the point now where I think, anyone who wants to be president is kind of nuts. I mean, nuts.
Well, definitely ego-driven, yeah.
I think you got to be a little nuts. I mean, I think it's the most insane job now.
Wait, vice president's cake, though, man.
Well, but, you know, she could be looking... she could really end up president. This vice president could really end up president.
I suppose, yeah.
So, I just was thinking... God, Gretchen Whitmer, she really want to be president? Does she really want all that? I don't know. I guess she does. Or she'd pull her name out of the hat. But I don't know. It's just such a weird thought.
Hasn't she worked in the public sector her whole life?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Wouldn't you strive to
I guess so.
Reach
I mean,
the pinnacle?
I just would think, you know.
that's what you do if you're a rep or a state senate and then a governor. Yeah,
she seems to do all the right things that, you know, someone who wants.
You're not going to get that. And if you're in that business, you're not going to get that opportunity that often. So why wouldn't you? Why? I mean, I don't know. I think it's human nature.
I could not bear to be the president of this country.
The VP pick is going to be very, very important. And I recall in, 2008, John McCain was 71 years old. And sure, it was because, you know, Sarah Palin was there. And so everybody was saying, oh, my God, he's just a heartbeat away from dying. He's 71 years old. We really have to think about this VP pick.
Well, he can't even lift his arm.
Joe Biden's 77. And, you know, that's a little bit older. And so whoever that VP pick is, you're going to have to assume might be on the precipice of being the president themselves.
And Trump, too. I mean,
he's 74.
Yeah.
So
except his bar is still pretty big.
Yeah. His energy bar. Yeah, he saved a lot. I'm reading this morning about, you know, Trump's talking about federal sending feds to Chicago. Lori Lighthouse is like, no, fuck you. And Portland, there's a story about the federal officers that are out there. 38 of them have been doxxed, and they are doxxed online, addresses, you know, all the stuff. And anyway, I start reading the article, and they're talking about some other doxxing, and I'm thinking, you know, aren't we all becoming a little bit like Scientologists? We punish people we disagree with by doxxing them, which is essentially being a private eye or going through tweets or, you know, whatever we do. But doxxing people, saying where they live, because then other, you know, and that's the point, saying, hey, this federal officer is this guy, his wife and kids live here, go give him shit.
It's pretty shitty.
And that's, it's terrible.
I don't like that they're there, but I don't think the answer to it is doxxing the individuals who are doing their job.
Well, and another thing is they are soldiers. They take orders. So it's not their individual opinion.
They're not soldiers.
That's what I mean.
It's soldiers,
like,
though.
It's like any way to win, just win. Just win, baby. And, you know, which is, we were talking about Roy Cohn and Trump. And Trump learning a lot from Roy Cohn. Roy Cohn never cared how he won. He just won. And I think a lot of people are taking on that same type of attitude. And it's just really fucked up because nobody cares about, you know, what gets trampled in the meantime. As far as the...
I do think it's fucked up that those feds are there, though.
Well, you know, I tell you, it is fucked up because... and I'm watching Chicago this morning. I'm watching Lori Lighthouse. And I'm talking to somebody who lives in Chicago, too. And all I could think of was, you know, Chicago is a mess. I mean, it is a violent, violent place.
It's been a mess, yeah.
And I would think, you know, usually a lot of times when crime is uncontrollable, say, we need more police officers. If you can get a couple thousand free federal officers or, you know, whatever you want to call them, I would think they could work together and do this, and it would be a good thing.
It's supposed to be requested by them. They're not,
well, no, they're never going to request help from Trump. She's a Democrat. She's not going to ask Trump for help. There's never going to be an alliance between her and Trump.
Well, then she can pay the price for having multiple murders and shootings in her city.
Well, exactly.
I don't care who the president is. I don't want him. That's just one of the basic things the country was founded on.
Well,
where are all these strict constitutionalists that love the Constitution so much to say, no, federal troops are not supposed to be in cities. They're not supposed to be taking their own citizens on.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to have sanctuary cities. You're not supposed to, you know, ignore ICE regulations people to ICE raids. I mean, there's so much shit like this going on right now. It's fucking crazy.
It just goes to how much do you want the feds in cities and states?
Well, it's not working because Portland doesn't want it to work. And
if Portland wants them, they're fine. What do I fucking care?
What is the outcome, though, once they grab somebody, throw them in the back of the black van? Then what happens?
They probably get bailed out in no time because
Well, the one veteran that got thrown there, he was talking about what happened to him because he was just more frustrated that he couldn't get answers to why am I being detained? What is going on? Who are you?
And they had taken their names off their uniforms because of the doxing. Which is like, this is just so fucked up. But anyway, enough of that. The Daily Johnny Depp is a stupid piece of footage from Thanksgiving. Did anybody watch this?
No.
It's like 37 seconds. It's supposed to show that Thanksgiving 2015 was lots of fun. And, you know, Johnny was not a monster. It's just a dumb clip. It's like he's chasing a kid around.
It's at Marilyn Manson's house, right?
Marilyn Manson's there, yes. Yeah. I don't see him in the video, but... and Depp looked very harmless in it, but...
He wasn't throwing wine bottles like grenades?
Not that I saw.
That was her other claim about him.
It seems like at this point...
It should be fun. Why don't... Unless it's an attack against someone, but it'd be fun to throw wine bottles like a grenade.
Yeah.
You know, just launching them.
Oh, launching
them? Explode full of wine.
Not inside and not at your wife, but...
Just, can't they just agree they were in a terribly, terribly toxic relationship and call it a day? I don't know what is being gained by any of this.
But the story in Brandon's prep about him acting like Jack Sparrow.
Oh, was that a security guard? Funny. Yeah, that's weird. He's a method actor.
That's hilarious.
Long after the movie's done.
Yeah, he acts like, apparently that's just what he does all the time. He just walks around, he's probably got his arms flailing. And
And then, let's see, Kanye West.
Oh, boy.
What in the world? What do you do?
I don't know, but I did laugh at Chris Jung-un.
I did, too.
That was really funny.
I have a feeling that he's...
Controlling?
I think he is spitting out a lot of things that he really means, but he shouldn't be saying them.
Yeah.
He's been trying to get divorced since Kim met with Meek Mill. So obviously he suspects something went on there.
Which was a public meeting, by the way.
Well, they could have met privately somewhere. You don't know. We don't know that they never met privately. We don't know that. Or he thinks that, if it happened or not, but.
Nice trusting her. Although.
Did you bang my wife?
And then Chris masterminded the sex tape. You know, this is like the third time I've heard him complain about the sex tape. I guess that really bothers him. And I don't know what he can do about it.
Wait, did he not know that when he got together with her?
Yeah,
he
knew.
She had the sex tape? It's probably why he got together with her. Didn't he accuse Kris Jenner, too, of white supremacy?
Yes.
This is going to hurt his presidential.
If anyone is not a white supremacist, it's the Kardashian family.
Yeah.
If there's a race they're racist against, it's a white race.
Yeah, Chris and Kim try to put out a statement without my approval. That's not what a wife should do, white supremacy. He's nuts.
Wouldn't you think, I don't know. I was thinking they'd shut his Twitter account down or something, but it's his Twitter account. I guess he can do whatever he wants.
Well, he just sounds like he pops off in the most extreme possible ways to get attention right when he's about to drop some more music.
This is horrible attention, though. I mean, do you want this out there?
What about the TMZ thing last time?
Yeah, when he was crazy Slaves? Last time.
Well, what's interesting about that is they always say that, oh, he's off his meds, and it's like, well, then why does he keep doing this?
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to do this. Maybe he wants to say this.
For 400 years. For 400 years? That sounds like a choice.
He's, I think he is he's a crazy genius. When he puts it all together, it can be incredible. It can also be a total fucking mess. But, certainly a tough guy to be married to.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Well, like the Boner-Line guy said, I mean, this is why they did take away all of Britney Spears' rights, and that's why she's under that conservationship or whatever, conservative, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Why can't they do that to him? Although she was admitted, I guess the first step is you have to get him admitted.
He's got too much money. He can't.
She had money
happen.
Too, though. She had so much money. I guess the kids were in danger. Her kids were in danger.
She's also
they felt
dumber than he is.
Yeah, she's not. I wouldn't call her a
lawyer.
I don't think she's a crazy genius.
No, Brittany.
Are we talking about Brittany?
I'm talking about Brittany,
right?
Brittany.
Yeah.
Oh, Brittany.
Yeah.
Way dumber than Kanye.
Are you guys watching Jimmy Fallon at all? Anybody?
No.
Occasionally.
A couple of people sent me stuff and said,
is he okay?
The verdict is it's just cringy as hell.
I agree.
There's no audience.
Kristen just told me about, because she's been flipping through some of those nightly shows, and she's just like, I don't like this format. And I think when we talked about it, it seems like they're just now doing the YouTube format, but the YouTubers do it way better because they're used to it. And But Fallon's back in the studio, right?
Oh, he is.
Yeah, but there's no crowd.
Well, what's the point with that?
Well, you got the band there now.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I understand it to a degree.
Yeah, but you're not. He's not going to have guests there. Sorry, Trudy.
Nikki Glaser hosted Kimmel last night, and I thought she was really good.
She is good for that format. She is totally good. I remember seeing Kim Kardashian host Kimmel. She was really good.
Really?
Yeah, I surprised the hell out of me, but she was. I thought she was good. But yeah, Nikki Glaser, I would think she would be good.
Yeah.
She's just pretty flippin' cool, man.
That's part of it, though. It has to move along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is Kimmel's not in the studio?
Mm-mm.
Is it?
No.
Have you guys seen it? Is it working?
Is he taking like 4 months off?
He's off. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Colbert's not in studio either. He's been at home. Yeah, he seems to be fine with it, but I don't know. Maybe that's just his casual nature.
Probably.
To be able to talk to just a camera.
It's strange, though. You don't hear about late night TV at all lately.
No.
It's like there's nothing.
Too much competition, man.
Well, I just think maybe because they're not in a studio and people aren't showing up live and it's a little weird. It's like, you know, a phone interview.
Yeah, no one's there to make news because no one's doing interviews.
Right. So there's nothing to talk about. Big Brother, by the way, season 22 is on.
Awesome. Can't wait.
They're quarantining the All-Stars right
now.
It's
going to be awesome.
Great.
That show's so dumb.
I'm so excited.
It's so dumb. It's going to be great. Someone's going to get coronavirus in there somehow, some way.
Yeah, I'm guessing that too.
Someone's going to test negative, but it's going to be a false negative.
Today there was something about football players having COVID. It was like 95 guys or something like that. NFL
yeah, a
guys.
Bunch of them. And what, baseball has had zero? Is that what they said? Or
I guess.
No, baseball's had a ton.
Yeah, baseball did have some.
Someone came out and said, no, we don't have any.
Well, I don't know, but I got some guys on my fantasy right now that are still kind of
oh, yeah, Freddie Freeman had it.
Freddie Freeman had it. He's not on my team, unfortunately.
Yeah, they revised it downward because they just took all the staff and other extraneous people out and made it.
Players?
50 football players, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Brandon, 31 Major League Baseball players. It must have been the NBA that had zero positive tests. Which
I want to say I have Joey Gallo on my team. He did test positive for COVID-19, which is a bummer because he's a big source of my home runs this year. And
oh, my God.
So the NBA, they really do not leave the bubble.
I'm sure they do.
For some reason, I just cannot believe that.
You know what's funny? What I forgot about the NBA, maybe because there's been a lot of talk about baseball starting up. It's that NBA's finishing their season.
I know. It seems so dumb, doesn't it?
That's right. That season never concluded.
I'm having trouble caring about the season anymore. It seems like it might have lost some momentum.
You think? I agree, but you know, if there's an NBA Finals, I'll probably watch it. Probably watch the conference finals.
Yeah.
You know, LeBron will be in it.
I would watch
it. Everybody's going to watch it.
I'd watch the finals.
You're right. There will be a lot of interest right off. This will be interesting to see the ratings for
the first couple
games. Yeah, baseball too.
Yeah, I would think so just because there's been nothing to watch.
Yeah.
You know, it's something live. And yeah, I think they do really well. I wanted to ask about today. I was just getting ready to come down. I saw that the Toronto Blue Jays had attempted to work out something with Pittsburgh to play in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yes. And Pittsburgh just said no. So the season starts in 2 days and they have no place to play.
Aw.
I mean,
that's a bummer.
Rinky dink is this?
Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hello.
I hope they start
Larry.
On the road.
I was wondering.
Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you know who denied him? The Pirates said, yeah, the governor of Pennsylvania said, no.
Hey, so if the Blue Jays come down here to play, can they go back home again? Because there's a travel ban.
They're not allowed to.
Nope.
Wow. They're stuck down here. Most of them.
How insane is this?
I wonder how many of them have.
They should just forfeit 60 games.
You guys would be happy to know that I do not have any Toronto Blue Jays on my fantasy baseball team.
Now the Blue Jays could play all road games. People have done that.
Well, like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh. Yeah.
The Washington.
I mean, what else are they going to do? If nobody will let them play.
Play all road
games. That's sad.
There's probably a good travel team field they could have.
Can't they play the Mud Hen Stadium?
Well,
they wanted
to play in their AAA stadium, but apparently it's not good enough for these fancy Major League Baseball players. It's too small, the dressing rooms.
How soon they forget.
Can't they buy a hotel that's next door?
Yeah. My neighbor Marcus has a theory, by the way. So we're only looking at a 60-game season. So what are you really looking like for the home run leader at the end of the year? He should have what? I don't know, 18 home runs?
I'd say 20? Like 20. 20.
20?
20. Because that'd be 40 in 120 games, which would mean about 50.
Marcus said, if you think the ball was
probably
juiced.
You're right. Marcus is probably right. 16, 17, 18.
Well, he said if you think the ball was juiced last year, wait till you see. He said there's going to be 10 home runs a game this year. And that and that the league leader is going to have like 35 and 60 games.
That would be awesome. He's right, though. That would guarantee an audience because they're going to need it to keep, you know, moving and popping.
It's the opposite, though, because it takes some time for the batters to catch up to the pitchers. So I think early on, the pitchers are just going to dominate.
Well, you do have warm weather, though. It does help to be in warm weather. By the way, today, July 22nd, supposed to be the end of the world, according to Lori Vallow's jailed husband, her. Chad Daybell.
Yeah. How's their podcast doing? Does that mean it's the end of their podcast?
Yes. It's the end of the podcast, not the end of the world. He got them mixed up.
I think they're sitting there right now going, there's still a few hours left.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. You know, I really wonder what is going on in their heads. Could they still, I mean, if she's brainwashed, could she still be brainwashed after sitting in a jail? I think you'd get over it.
I don't know. That's a good question, though.
I swear, the longer I'm alive and the more things I see, read about, observe, I just feel like there's cults all over the place. Sometimes there's cults in marriages where the wife is in the husband's cult.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Or the husband's in the wife's cult.
Isn't that human?
You know what I mean? Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that weird? I never thought about that before.
Isn't that the nature of human beings, though? Everybody wants to be a part of a tribe or a group. That's where your identity is wrapped up.
No, I think it involves a lot of manipulation myself. Because I recently decided that, this is after a long conversation with a friend, I decided that the parents are in the daughter's cult.
Whoa. That's...
Yeah, it's a very strange family. And I knew them growing up. And it would be hard for me to explain this, but... I mean, cults can take a million different forms.
Don't I know it.
Oh, are you in Charlotte's cult?
She runs that house, man.
Well, you understand.
It's the worst.
I wonder if that dope Chad Daybell still thinks...
No, he's so funny. No, I think he seemed to be the
smart one.
They killed
people. They killed like five people.
Well, you know. But he got a nice Hawaiian vacation out of it. They were in Hawaii for a while. She's mentally ill.
They could have just had an affair and started divorce proceedings. And, you know.
I don't think they're Jesus like that, though.
They really think they're that smart? Because they're not that smart. Although, you know, it's interesting that she got away with attempting to kill her first husband. Yeah. She got away with it.
Yeah.
So she probably thought she was getting away with the last husband, her fourth, and she kind of did get away with it until Daybell offed his wife. That's when it all blew up, and then her kids are missing.
Did they have a lot of money?
Why Daybell, go through all that? Daybell had like 10 books.
I love how
you're
just calling him by his last name. Hey, Daybell.
He has like 10 books. I guess people read them, which is, oh God, really?
Ooh, people, I want to get that. I need some beach reading.
People read anything.
Hey, did you guys cover the story about the woman who tried to get her ex-husband hit? She was trying to buy a hit from hireahitman.com.
Thanks for...
Oh, it was yesterday. Okay. Sorry. I didn't get all the way through.
I missed. Trudy, I missed it. Don't feel bad.
I just... It's also the cover.
It's also the cover of the post.
I did see that.
God damn it. I don't think it's funny, but I thought it was amusing that she filled out a service request.
Oh, she's a moron.
Like, you could just go, hey.
And once again, it's always $5,000 for the hitman, but I laugh because Brandon said she made the mistake. She should have just gone to her handyman first.
Yeah.
It's always the handyman.
Well, that didn't work out that well either. For
there was a story on the Free Press site today. It was a guy took out an ad to have sex with dogs.
What?
Guy from Garden City.
What?
Yeah, he had a Craigslist ad. looking for, like...
But the inherent problem with that is dogs don't read
Craigslist.
Yeah.
I know. I think he thought he could reach like-minded people.
On Craigslist?
I don't know. Don't ask. I'm not going to explain what he's thinking. I don't know.
What if there's a really horny dog out there? It's like, oh, man. I would have replied to that.
He's trying to call him or text. Yeah.
Was he an attractive man? The guy?
Well, we could find him.
All they care about was what your butthole smells like.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, I guess they'd be. Probably. I guess they're into that kind of thing.
I'm not sure it's that. I'm not sure there's much courting going on in this relationship.
Did he want?
You're right. He's definitely doing that dog.
Did he want male dogs or female dogs?
Do we have to really analyze all of this part?
Yeah.
I don't think he cared. I don't, as far as I know. Yeah. They just said he wanted sex with dogs. What's that, Brandon?
People still go to Craigslist?
Do they? I don't know. Do they? It's a good question.
I don't know. I don't know the story.
There's a poll on schools in the fall, which I don't know what the hell they're going to do. I don't know how you can ask anyone to go to school because so many people, 3 out of 10 just say no. They're not going to send their kid to school. No, forget
just
it.
Just 3?
3 out of 10 said no way. But then there's others that have conditions. Like, you know, I think it's 40-some% said, yeah, if there's some major adjustments and it's considered safe, then yeah, I would do it. But that's less than half.
Yeah.
And then the other, you know, the other group falls into some other weird category where yes, but only if blah, 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 you know. But 3 in 10 just said no way. And I don't know.
I don't know how they're going to do it.
I don't either.
It's going to be online.
And, God, what a mess. Yesterday, 1,000 people died, which was the most in a while. But honestly, that number of people getting it has been way up there for a good while now. I mean, if you look at the curve, it's a pretty solid failure.
Yeah.
And
now your death curve is going back up, too, like you said.
Not really. I mean, yesterday
what I saw was...
Show you mine.
First time over, gross. First time over 1,000 since May 29th.
Yeah, but they've been right around 1,000. I want my due for saying the death rate is way down.
No, it is way down.
It is way down. And
that's what you want to hang your hat on.
Well, yeah, I do. I think it's good news. What's wrong with that?
I think it's the most important when it
today,
comes to...
Today, 833 died, so less died today than yesterday.
The most important number.
But aren't hospitalizations down?
They are, yeah.
They have to be. What, I mean, we're not even using all these ships that we keep... I mean, all those... If any area even starts to get close to being at capacity, why don't you roll all those ships that keep docking that no one goes into because they don't need them? Or those, you know, the pop-up at Cobo that treated, what, 20 people?
We had 2,700 deaths on April 27th with 25,000 cases, I think. Or no, 35,000 cases. Now we've got 75 and we have 1,000 dying or 800 or some days less. I mean, it's certainly a plus. I don't know. What's the hospitalization info? I wasn't really aware of that. The less people are hospitalized for it.
Yeah, I believe hospital is, I mean, we're not at capacity like we expected. You know, the whole flatten the curve thing was to make sure that the hospitals don't get overloaded. And so in precaution, you know, New York brought in that massive ship that was specifically to hold a whole bunch of patients. We had all these pop-ups at huge arenas. We had ours locally at Cobo, but popped up all over the United States.
Here's your hospitalization curve, Drew. It's April, May, June, and there we are. So we're back.
Okay, so it's equal to what it was.
Where we were on April 1st.
But there's another 40,000 cases.
There's the daily death. No, I know. That's currently hospitalized.
But that's, I mean, considering the cases have doubled, that's, I mean, it's pretty impressive, actually. I mean.
Everything's fine. Let's play some baseball.
No, it's better. We are going to play baseball. Florida and Arizona.
Texas.
I think I mentioned on the show yesterday that I said Florida seems like a cesspool of COVID, and this guy wrote me, he's like, it is not, that's fake news. Right. I mean,
is he from there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'd want to go to the Villages anytime soon. Sounds like they had a big explosion the last 3 days.
Oh, there's a big, there's a penitentiary that's got a huge COVID explosion.
Sure.
Now, what are other countries doing about prisons? Why are they? Why are we losing on every level of COVID-19?
Well, I think don't we have way more people in prisons to begin with?
Probably, but it seems like we're always letting the wrong people out. I mean, seriously, that guy that shot three people at the it's like, what? And remember the guy that killed six people a few months ago? He had a rap sheet a mile long. He never followed any of the rules of his early release, and he killed six people. And I forgot
why. Oh, the one who was...
there were like four different shootings in a month.
Is that the one that the adult, the peep show guy saved?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Wasn't that guy also being used by one agency as an informant?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was.
Well, that's how he got out.
His record was... I mean, it was beyond belief. Like, this guy's got 230 felonies in Florida. He murders three people. How can that be? I don't know.
Fun.
Well,
bullshit.
Yeah. So remember that cool PSA, the I Take Responsibility PSA?
Oh, yeah, that was great. It helped so much.
The Daily Beast was trying to figure out, okay, what is the story behind this? And they cannot get anybody to talk about who came up with this idea, what was it for, why were these celebrities... You know, because it was universally just laughed at.
Oh, and panned and ripped to think apart. That they didn't think that it would look stupid.
I know.
I mean, they just wrap themselves around whatever.
Not the actors, not the PR departments, not the publishers. None of them. I mean, there's a whole list of people in the article about it. The person who comes out looking good in this is Gal Gadot because it really knocked a mention.
Yeah, which was so stupid. Oh, my God.
The person who came out the worst is Tooch.
Oh, God, he was awful in it.
Tooch got the worst end of it.
Actually, I think Nick Lachey may have gotten a break that all these things happen.
Talk about it.
God, that song is so... I can't get over it. I'm fascinated every time I hear it that he actually thought that was...
We both know that we shouldn't be here. This feels wrong. And baby, it's killing me.
Why is he singing like that?
They're telling us we gotta stay home.
He's passionate.
We got somewhere else to be, other friends to see. If we go outside now, we might spread the disease. So I made up my mind, I'm staying in the house. It's time to quarantine, cause staying safe is what it's all about. Yeah, it's the hardest thing we've ever had to do. It's to stay stuck in our house, just watching all this bad news. It's the hardest thing we've ever had to try. To stay 6 feet apart when we go outside. Nothing to do, no sports on TV. Wash my hands so much that they started to bleed.
He's washing his hands too hard.
This quarantine.
Yeah,
it's Jesus the hardest Christ. Thing we've ever had to do. But in the end, it's worth it. Together we will get through.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
So each actor in this, what is it? What was it called? I Take Responsibility?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, I love how they, you know, no one's wearing makeup. Like, hey, this is me being real. And then they all say the same thing. I take responsibility. I take responsibility. They just spontaneously said, I take responsibility.
Well, the reason they did that is because they were, you know,
it was a script.
Given a script.
Yeah.
They received the full script with the I Take Responsibility pledge, for which they read on their own iPhones. There were no instructions how to read it or what to wear. That's why the monochrome cops, the tops, everybody had the same like color top. They're like, oh, I guess that's just a coincidence.
Oh.
If you watch it again, it makes a little more sense. But they had no instruction. They just basically got this thing sent to them from the rep that said, hey, read this and record it. It's for a PSA that's backed, I think the NAACP backed. And they're like, okay, and they just read it like they were reading any script, had no control over it, and now everybody has totally distanced themselves. They couldn't get any of the actors or actresses to talk about it and why they did it and how they got involved. It makes them all look really dumb.
They can't even say whose project it was?
They do, and the story goes way more in depth into it and who this guy is, but they're mostly amazed in this article as to... Why won't anybody talk about it? It's a fucking embarrassment.
Maybe with time. It's all the usual suspects, too, which is funny. It's all the exact people on it that you would think would be on it, isn't it, pretty much?
Well, and so some of the people, and some of the people that were involved in the background were a little bummed because it was supposed to raise money for something. But neither the video nor
raise money.
Neither the video nor its participants discussed donations. The campaign had recruited stars to leverage their platforms while neglecting the most material part. The question of how celebrities should respond to the crisis is worth asking, but one answer may be simpler than some think. On June 1st, Drake was challenged. Basically, they go into how these celebrities just had to respond. If they were given a challenge, like a masks challenge or a donation challenge, they have to respond or else they're fucked. So when all these, you know, this lineup of celebrities for I Take Responsibility, which include Julianne Moore, Justin Theroux. We know how bad Justin Theroux, all the bad people Theroux hangs out with. Bryce Dallas Howard, Deborah, everything I touch turns into a messing. They just got handed it, you know, this script to them. And like, yes, this is very important. I'm going to put on my important voice and my important face.
I know. I love how they try to act like they're talking spontaneously. That's actors. The funniest part. Yeah. I mean, they kind of screwed them on that.
It's an interesting article if anybody wants to read it, I thought. It gets a little too nerdy, but.
Ugh. I'm getting a lot of phone calls about something going on. Boy. I'm going to have to cut out. Can you add something on the end, Brandon?
Sure.
Maybe some Mike Clark?
Yeah, you got it.
Something like that? Yeah, something happened. Boy.
It's awful.
Yeah, it sucks. Anyway, sorry about that. And hopefully be back at full strength tomorrow.
I don't mind a half day. It's all about me.
What's that?
I'll take a half day. It's all about me.
Well, it's not a half day, is it?
No, I know.
How far in are we?
137.
Yeah, I thought. I mean, my inclination is just sort of try and buzz through this, but
no.
Just the phone's ringing.
No. Take
phone
care of it.
Keeps ringing.
Yep. So, and everything's fine, everybody.
Yeah, it's, you know. Well, it's not.
It's not fine.
It's not.
Get out of here.
I don't know. Can you be any more cryptic?
One of these days I'll discuss
know.
It. It just. Anyway, so, okay, you want to hit the outro?
We will be here. Let's just put it that way, right?
Yes.
What am I looking for?
The outro?
Outro.
I think. Trudy, how's Wheels?
Wheels is great.
Is it rocking?
Yeah, we got, very strong numbers.
Really?
Sweet.
Whoa.
Yeah. Digging it.
Congrats.
And it feels
huge.
Good.
That's huge, yeah.
I'm liking it.
Very cool. Hey, you know, I kept saying that Carl was going to be on Thursday. It's the last Thursday of the month. I don't know why I can't get this straight. Every time I do that, Carl texts me and goes, oh, you want me on this week? I'm like, no, just like last time. No.
You need a calendar. I don't think you have a calendar.
No, you know what?
I need one hanging in your kitchen.
I'm kind of excited to have Carl on, but I thought, we'll do it the last Thursday every month. And then I was thinking, and if it goes really well, which I think it will, then we'll do it maybe two Thursdays a month or something. I don't know.
You can get a calendar from Luke Nowacki. He has those gigantic ones. I have one on my wall.
Oh, Corey Feldman steps down from Sexual Harassment Committee after being accused of sexual harassment.
Yeah, he was part of the SAG after a Sexual Harassment Committee. But now he's saying it's just a grand conspiracy because, you know, he's trying to take down all those child predators.
Oh, that's just like everything else.
So you can shield conspiracy about anything if you don't want to take responsibility.
All right, so we'll catch you tomorrow, hopefully, and but something groovy coming up. I guess people did enjoy Roy Van Den Hollander or whatever his name is.
Ugh, what a turd, yeah.
Killed a guy in California, too.
I know.
Another lawyer.
I know.
That is so wild. And he was disguised as a FedEx guy, too.
I know. Get a new trick there, Hollander. He also apparently had cancer, so that's why he had no problem offing himself.
Yeah.
What a fucked up. Oh, my God. Yep. And it was him, right? He did it himself.
Oh, yeah. He offed him. Oh, yeah. No. He did the murders and he murdered himself.
He's a brutal man. He's bad.
Talking about this during the break, everyone has seen someone's wiener or something that they shouldn't have seen.
Oh, yeah, and it's always a problem. Of course, we've talked about my dad. I had a lot of time to see my dad's wiener, of course, in that amazing bat fight that went down that we've talked about. But I've never told you this story. It's a pretty quick one. When I was about 8 years old, we lived on a street called Roseland, right around the corner from Shrine of the Little Flower. And And the thing of it is
know exactly where that is.
It's right off Woodward. And by the way,
hit the lights. It's boner time.
It was a 1718 Roseanne. If it's ever for sale, let me call me because I want to get a tour of that house one day. But anyway, this street was jammed with kids and teenagers. Just jammed more than any street. I think we had more kids and teenagers on Roseland than anywhere in Royal Oak. And
oh, it's not for the kids, by the way.
And my grandmother was living with us at the time, and she would live with us for years. And then my mother eventually, no one could take it anymore because of the fighting. And then she'd go and live with my aunt for several years, and they couldn't take it anymore. And she'd come back. Well, during the time my grandmother was living with us, she was upstairs. I had no idea. She was in the bedroom with my mom. My sister was down on the street below with a whole bunch of teenagers. You know, she was going to Shrine High.
Oh, sure, remember a lot of detail about
this. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm
was
setting
a
the stage.
Powerful memory.
So we've got my... Yeah, this is a big one.
Let's fix it.
So my sister is down on the street level on Roseland with all of her friends.
Whoa, that is hot. I got to get a copy of that.
And I mean tons of kids. Tons. And my mom's with my grandmother in the bedroom. And I guess I didn't know it, but my grandmother was in the middle of changing. And the windows were, you know, wide open. There's no curtain. You know, the curtains were way apart and everything else.
You are freaking sexy.
And I'm about 7, 8 years old. And so I walked into that room, and it was pitch black, and I flipped the light on, and my grandmother was topless, and her big grandma boobs were just hanging like National Geographic, like paper boobs. She had these big, enormous grandma boobs hanging straight down to her waist.
Big, enormous grandma boobs.
And the light went on, and all of a sudden, the street blew up. You just heard howls of laughter and screaming below. I mean, it was deafening. It was deafening. And my mother's going, shut out the light! Shut out the light! I'm like, Mom, what do you want me to do? Shut out the light! Down below. So I killed the light. Oh, did I get in trouble for that? I got so whooped for that. And it wasn't my fault.
Yeah,
but I
embarrassed
grandma.
I
took a beating for that. It was a, and my sister would later say that when she was down there, the light went on, and it just so happened everybody was looking up there, and it was plain as day.
So the whole neighborhood
and the whole neighborhood.
Grandma's boobs.
Absolutely. Plain as day for like a long time because I was confused before I shut the light back off, you know?
It didn't help that she was doing this, too.
No, she was not.
There was no tug fest involved. Let's make that clear.
Identical story. I walked in on my grandma once. God rest her soul, but I was in California.
Yeah, me too, by the way. God rest her soul. Yeah, grandma's gone on to be with the Lord.
You are incredibly sexy.
You know, I remember a family reunion once. I walked in on...
Did you see your grandmother's boobs, by the way, before you begin? Have you ever seen your grandma's boobs?
No.
Have you, Mark?
No.
Okay.
I walked in on like a great aunt taking a dump.
No! A great aunt?
That's even better.
Yes. Not so great after
it's
that.
It's not better.
Did you downgrade her? Not so great.
Come on in, aunt.
Because it
stunk. You sure? It did.
Because it could have been number one.
Oh, man.
I just didn't remember knowing this.
You remember what the great aunt's smell like?
I don't remember the smell. I just remember knowing it was number two.
Oh.
This is Grandma Brewery.
I mean,
so she didn't leave the door open. You opened the door, right?
I opened the door. It wasn't locked. And the door locked.
Did you say anything afterwards? Like, you know, that wasn't me.
No.
Your father was in there before I was.
I think we both just pretended it never happened.
Never happened, yeah.
Did she haul off with a gone without me?
No, I think there was just two stunned people, and I think I just darted out of the room, and that was the end of that. Because it was never, ever acknowledged.
Without me.
Oh, yeah.
Roger, we got email for one at 916. My quick question is your tail number and your Piper 777 Mike. Over.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
And the last thing you look for, you do air shows?
No, but for the right price, I might.
Hey.
I got a hard on. All right, Sheila, come here. Here's a
mic test for the parallels approach.
For 500 feet?
And higher. Okay, thank you for that, 777 Mike.
Runner 500 feet.
Anything more traffic for the parallels off your left, starting the base lower.
777 has a traffic. 777 Mike has a traffic. 88 Tango looking for the traffic, too.
Remember, 777 Mike, thanks for the help. Turn left.
Who is this little fag?
No problem, thanks. You have a great night. See you, man.
Radio for 7.
I got a boner!
On our left, remain this frequency. Number 77 Mike traffic, you're following a short final.
Laps to four.
Okay, great, thanks. 77 Mike.
How is this
sounds like
possible?
I think you were pushing your voice on that last transmission, by the way. I think we got a voice push.
How is it that I am... How has this happened?
You can use any word that starts with M to let them know that it's M, but use your own word, your own name.
Who are you talking to?
Well, it could be 777.
Talking to 777.
777.
Okay.
777.
This guy says... How is it? How can you talk about air traffic control and within what, 20 minutes? I'm on the radio. Bill, how is this possible?
Bill does some pattern work at Pontiac and Eastwood. Swear he hears your voice. It marks 411, Roger, 606 and 725. Take a listen and let me know. Over. Apparently somebody took a listen, and there it is.
Oh,
here's the voice push,
man.
Coming up. Voice push coming up.
Number 77 Mike traffic, you're following a short final.
Okay, great, thanks. 77 Mike.
Oh, my God, that's a voice push. That is a huge voice push.
No, it's just the microphone that we got.
Come on, aren't you hard enough transmitting to the tower without pushing your voice?
You think I push my voice?
You're pushing it there at the end. It's a clear voice push.
Maybe it's the little microphone there. It just said 777. I mean, 777 mic. 777. Oh, boy. I didn't think I was.
I got a hard on. All right, Sheila, come here. Here's a
mic test for the parallels approach.
Get 500 feet.
And higher. Okay, thank you for that, 777 Mike.
That's a little pushy.
That was normal.
The one at the end is huge.
777 has a chat. 777 Mike has a chat.
I hear a voice push there. I hear
it.
No, that's not true.
777 Mike, thanks for the help. Turn left.
Left 0.9, and no problem. Thanks. You have a great night. See you, man.
Number 88 Tango, turn left. Go short of runway 9 or left. Remain this frequency. Number 77 Mike traffic.
Here you go.
Following a short final.
Laps to four.
Okay, great. Thanks. 77 Mike.
77 Mike. 77 Mike. And,
why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
There's no defending myself. There's just no way.
You don't
to
need to go
this.
To the airport to push your voice.
I'm not pushing my voice. I'm suggesting to you that is just the mic on the headset that's giving it that sound, and I
What's
have
the matter?
No voice push occurring whatsoever. Oh, man.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, brother.
I guess I take it Bill
away.
Sent that in?
Huh?
I take it Bill sent that in? The guy in the email.
I still
here?
Can't believe
yeah.
there is a recording
you know
of me in the radio.
There's a guy.
I cannot believe this.
There's a guy filming inside his plane as he flies around out of Pontiac.
Jesus.
And while he's flying around, someone else is already up in the friendly skies, 777 Mike, flying around. So as this guy's rolling video, it's picking up 777 Mike.
Too bad he didn't pick up my great landing.
Yeah. It was on there, but I thought it was kind of irrelevant, so I cut that off.
Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't erect. That
Dude,
was very cool.
I knew
cool.
you would be. I
that was
you.
Very
you
cool.
Nervous. You were nervous. I could tell by looking at your face you were nervous. You didn't know where I was going.
No, and I didn't think it would be that. I thought it was going to be something manufactured that you boys threw together on me behind my back.
I pleaded for a couple guys. They both said the same thing. Oh, I was waiting for the punchline to come in. That was
oh,
going.
Absolutely.
It was like, so no, I didn't.
I knew I was going to step into a steaming pile any second.
Wednesday, 6:24 a.m.
Hey, Matt, it's Mike Clark. We've been talking about you on the air at 6:30. I'm on the way to work with my sister and Trish right now at 6:30. And you know why? because, Matt, the garage door was all the way down, and I felt pretty good today. I mean, I was well-rested and everything, and I stepped out in the garage. Go past the light, but let me turn them up. And I put it in reverse, and I slammed into the garage door. So, Matt, the truck is trapped in the garage. The garage, the wheels are off the runners. It literally ripped a section and it followed that car right there. The one turning left followed him right there. And then right on the expressway. And I was giving my sister directions. And anyway, so the garage door is off the runners. It's like bowed in the middle, which I sort of pushed in from the outside. It also hit hard enough to where the support structures for the garage door, for the rails, for the opener, are literally pulled a little bit free from the ceiling. And this whole shower of insulation came down from the attic, and it's just a disaster. So, Matt, I was like, Trish is going to be home all day. I was just looking for an emergency repair. Nancy, I don't care what it costs. You might as well. The biggest thing is we got to get the truck out of the garage because I got all these important errands to do today. So if I could, even if we don't fix the garage, say, Matt, if we could just get somebody out to really bust the door off the hinges and get it out of the way to get the truck outside the house, okay, that's paramount. So, and then it's going to need a, you know, it's going to need the whole new thing, I would say. Obviously, new garage door, new railing. I mean, the whole thing from the very beginning is going to have to be rebuilt, the whole thing. So, anyway, man, so I'm at myself 2485. Okay, so, and again, the main thing for today is just, you know, doing whatever to get that f***ing truck out, and then the garage door, for a thought, man, can be leaned up against the garage and left that way for a while, if that's what we have to do, okay? All right, Matt, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. Sorry, what's with me and my garage door? What is the problem? All right, see.
Okay, should try Justin Long? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know he's got a great role in that. Is it Zach and Mary? Mary, right. What other flicks is he in? He's in a lot of stuff.
Dodgeball.
He's just not that good. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I just saw him in that.
His gay porn character in Zach and Mary is Brandon St. Randy.
Brandon St. Randy?
What a great gay porn name. He had a cameo on some people.
Brandon St. Randy. Should I ask for Brandon St. Randy? Hopefully he's not doing anything.
Justin Long isn't available at the moment. If you have a message for Justin or for me, you may leave your message at the tone.
Yeah, who's that?
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may
wait till the beep. Wait till the beep, Mom Bike.
One for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hurry.
Butt Mike said, I'm starstruck. I don't know what to say. You rule. Wow, that was close. That was close.
I'm not sure if Justin Long's going to hear that, but all I know is he's falling under homo suspicion. Who is he? Brandon St. Randy? Is that roll closer to homo than we think?
Oh, man.
Because didn't that guy sound like he and Justin live together?
Oh, my God, that stinks. Oh, does it?
You can erect him, so let's get you clean.
I don't know anything.
Oh, God, that stinks.
Oh, woo. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, it
smells
man.
Like Christmas cookies.
Oh, no. I bet it's just cake I got from this Italian bakery.
That does smell like what the hell is that?
It's Merry Christmas from Butt Mike.
there's a whole lot of caca in there, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm backed up. I'm on my third day.
God,
waits.
That stinks.
I'm waiting on a baby. I'm waiting on a butt baby.
Maybe we gotta open a door.
It's like my a 10-to-1 ratio, by the way, of Christmas cookie and feces.
I heard it's retarded or something.
10 being feces, 1 being cookie.
My nose is so plugged I can't smell anything.
Well, mine's apparently unplugged anything. Enough to smell for you, too.
Yeah, the one guy who would have enjoyed it, and his nose is plugged.
Well, I love that Justin Long is going to get to hear that.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
I mean, don't you think they'll share it with each other? You know, whether they're a gay couple or buddies or I don't know. That message was strange.
You know, what if it's spreading around Hollywood? It's this great fart. Like, oh, my God, you got to hear this. The next thing you know, it becomes this hit on YouTube.
Too. Wouldn't that be something?
There's an SNL sketch. Next thing you know, Butt Mike has his own, like, series, like South Park. I swear to God, he's really funny.
Wouldn't that be something if he sends that to all of his friends?
How could he not?
Yeah, I agree.
I swear, he's really funny on, like, when he's on the talk show. Could you imagine him going to Conan or wherever going, by the way, here you got a funny message or something you want to play for one? Yeah, check out. You guys are not going to believe it. I came home one day and this was on my machine.
What about Mike say, oh, I'm starstruck.
Starstruck, and you rule.
I think
it
just scraped
like
my anus.
Should we call him back?
Oh, man.
You got another fart for him?
Oh, I...
Yeah, I think whenever Butt Mike has to fart, we should quickly call Justin Long and really start to make something out of this.
Okay,
let's try
call
to
Justin,
do that.
Call Justin. Hurry. Well, that goes along with the thing. Next time he's on a talk show, he's going to have like 15 of them.
Yeah, no, it'll definitely become a big deal because Conan will go, boy, there's the weirdest story going around that some anonymous guy goes by the name of Butt Mike keeps calling you. And what's that all about, Justin? Well, it started early in 2010. My partner and I, I've got a male partner. It's no secret now. You all know that.
And then it'll become that joke that the Butt Mike is going to appear as a guest on the show and he never quite shows up, always in the end, like the Matt Damon thing.
Oh. Justin Long and Butt Mike.
Justin's going to see
on the show today.
He's going to see that number pop up on his caller ID and he's going to be anywhere he is. He's going to be like, hold on, guys, hold on. I got to take this. Steal a character and write a movie for him. There's this whole vehicle.
Tell us when you have a fart ready.
Speed dial.
Whitney Houston, this will surprise you. Back on drugs. What?
Do you mind, right in the middle, hanging on to that story? Remember we were talking about earlier with Justin Long and in the business
Butt Mike?
If Butt Mike wants to speak.
Yes. We make it a habit of calling. No, don't tell
me.
I
don't know if we want to interrupt where you are for just a second.
You want to call Justin Long right now?
Oh, I just had a bubble
put
drop.
Fart number two on his voicemail?
I don't know if I can hold it, but I just had a bubble drop, and I'm holding it precariously at the doorstep. But okay. If we want to try this, we talked about trying to do this.
No, I like the idea. The theory is real quickly. I know when you have to fart, you have to fart. But the idea was, Butt Mike, when we called Justin Long and got his voicemail, Butt Mike just happened to have to speak at that time. And afterwards, we fantasized about, hey, what if we started doing that every time Butt Mike wanted to speak? We just called Justin Long's voicemail, and it became this running bit. And he actually brought it up on Conan or something. You know, some weirdo, Conan, keeps putting farts. Well, let's do it. Is it getting there?
Well, it's at the door, and
okay.
I think it's when the Goslin stuff got me going.
We're going to have to put this on speed dial.
This is dangerous. It could leak any second.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Hurry up.
Four for me. Leave a message at the tone.
Hurry up.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Close.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
No.
Come on.
Justin, Butt Mike said he hopes you had a brown Christmas. Okay.
See ya.
See ya. Check it out. Why is it that every time we call Justin Long, it stinks? Why is that?
What's the deal?
I don't know.
3 more Christmas cookies again.
Well, because your Christmas messages.
I think it's more like 95% caca this this time instead of the 80 to 85 a couple days ago.
The heck is that? Clearly isn't over Christmas vacation. You still got the cookies are still showing up and everything else. And the caca. Smell against you. My nose is still plugged.
Is it? Oh, great.
I know. I don't smell anything.
Has anyone checked the schedule to see when Justin's on Conan? So that you can introduce Butt Mike to the nation?
Oh, is that close?
Does it smell good enough for you in there?
Yeah, it smells like great. That's great.
Oh, my God. I almost had a premature release. Butt Mike almost spoke way too soon.
How do we get Justin?
That would have been horrible.
How do we get Justin to smell these? That's the next step.
Yeah, passing the stench down the line.
We're going to have to fart into it. You're going to have to fart into a test tube, cork it, and we'll send it to him.
Send it to him, yeah, exactly. Wouldn't that be something the day we can actually pass smell through the phone lines?
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
There you go.
All right. Well, I think the tradition has been started. That's two.
Two. That is two.
We're going to need a few more.
Yeah, we're going to need a few more. Boy, what must he think of this? Certainly thought that the last one was the only time that was ever going to happen to him.
We also have the issue of this mystery person that is on the message who lives with him, apparently, or somehow does business with him, who may both be hearing the farts at equal paces. It may take 10 or 11 farts to really get this thing going.
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume, though, actually, if either one of them hears it, he'll play it for the other one.
I would think so. Oh, God, wouldn't this be great if one day this would land on Conan or something, as we were talking about the other day?
Yeah, I don't think it's implausible.
This butt mic thing. I don't know what thing is going on here. Check this out.
Who in the world would call Justin Long every time they had a fart? during a 1 4-hour stretch of time. Pretty big mystery, I'd say.
Yeah. God, I wish that answering machine would come on quicker.
Yeah, I know. That was
really dicey.
That is so random for Justin Long to be tagged. Just happen to have a butt mic.
Yes.
At the moment we call Justin Long, and now he's going to be the guy that gets farted on every time.
Every time
you have
to
fart.
As ridiculous as this sounds, I think he's the right guy.
Yeah.
I can't think of many other guys out there that I would rather be doing this to.
Yeah.
Good fit. He's a total ass. I don't know. I think he could take it.
Yeah, I think he can.
And I think he might deliver the mail to Conan, too. They're both critical.
Yes.
All right. Well,
beautiful.
Butt mic to Justin Long, part two.
Yeah, you bet.
Success.
I love it.
Hey, Mark, it's Mike. Hey, what was the name of that? Do you remember a long while back, this company brought in all these cupcakes? That's all they make is cupcakes. Maybe they won, like, Our Magazine or a Best of or something. Do you know the name of that company? Because I have a hankering for, I want to go buy vanilla,
strawberry,
ready
to get hungry, everybody.
Chocolate. I want the best cupcakes that money can buy, and I want them now. I want a really creamy, creamy top buttercream, not this cheap, sugary but nice, creamy, luscious chocolate or strawberry or vanilla with a wonderful cupcake. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't want any bullshit cupcakes. I want a cupcake to end all cupcakes. And I swore a company came in a while back and brought us in some because they won something. Do you remember the name of that company? You give me a call myself as soon as you get this. Thank you, sir. All right, man. Bye-bye.
Wow, we're just overrun. Overrun with cupcakes now.
This is the third company.
Because we got those great cupcakes from the company you were referring to. Who was that company, Mark? Do you remember?
Cupcake Station.
And then we got cupcakes from another great cupcake company.
Yeah,
I never dreamed there were so many good cupcakes.
What was the second company?
Just Baked.
Those were great.
Right. The top on that. You talk about a creamy top on there. Oh.
Yeah.
Honorable mention for the creamy top on that one.
Yeah, Just Baked. Don't be afraid to send some more of them over here.
Ooh. And, creamy.
Now Cup.Cake has sent us cupcakes, and they're really good.
Yes, they are. They're damn good.
Are you becoming addicted to cupcakes in the morning?
Yeah.
God, they're really good around 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yes,
as the morning kind of wears on, and your appetite's starting to get towards lunch.
Yeah, they also sent a bunch of macaroons and cookies.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, cookies. I want a cookie.
Yeah, they're really good.
Nah, it's an explosion of flavor. It wakes up your mouth, doesn't it?
Oh,
explosion of strawberry.
You love explosions of flavor. What is that food exploding in your mouth?
Well, it's just that rush of flavor, you know, that sudden impact where all of a sudden, woo, chocolate just overtakes all of your taste buds instantly. Like there's an assault on your taste buds with strawberry and chocolate.
It was crazy.
Oh, man. Wow.
Very nice.
I wish you'd call in with some other bizarre request.
I'll come up with
for
something.
Food in the middle of the day to mark.
Count on it.
Voicemail so we could have something else coming in. I'm fine with the cupcakes for a while.
Okay.
These are dynamite.
All right. I'll have a sequel. I'll come up with part two.
Are you guys struggling, by the way, with all these cupcakes you've had the last few days? Like, I'm struggling to remember what the first company's cupcakes taste like.
Well,
I wish they could bring some more in. I can refresh my memory.
See.
It'd be nice to have all of them at once so we could have a little competition, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be
and
good.
Pick some individual winners from the various companies. That way everybody wins because you get, you know, one of your cupcakes is named the best in its category and so on and so forth. Everybody ends up happy.
I wouldn't mind
we
if
we end up full.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be kind of cool, too, to have all three companies work together for one sort of multinational cupcake?
I love it.
Like just, it'd be
multinational
great,
cupcake?
Yeah.
I like that.
It'd be great. The first company take their cake. Second company's creamy top. And then the third company, we'll figure that out.
Thank you, sir. Coolness aside, I'd like to say thank you.
Thank you, Hootie.
Say it! Say it!
Thank you and stuff.
Thank you, Jesus!
Thank you, Detroit!
Hey, thank you. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you, media.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We have to thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much, Drew and Mike.
Thank you, Detroit! I love you all!
Well, thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for everything!
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless America.
Bye-bye, son of a bitch.
Seacrest, out.